Good morning, everybody. If you're listening attentively, you might realize that I am not Casey Miller. I am Lincoln County Commissioner Claire Hall, and Casey will not be appearing on the air for the next 10 weeks or so at least. And so he has been busy working to line up substitute hosts. I've agreed to be one of them, and in the studio joining me right now is another person you will probably hear from time to time filling in, hosting the program, Asia Richardson. And she is the newest addition to our team in the Board of Commissioners office, but doing an excellent job in special projects, grant administration. And Asia, would you agree? In our office, everybody has job titles and descriptions, but it's kind of do what needs to be done right now, and you just go with the flow.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's actually been really exciting to come in and sort of, you know, not necessarily know what's going to happen each day. I think that's something that I really enjoy, just kind of the unknown and being able to jump in where needed.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big reason why I love the work we're doing. And, you know, in my previous career in journalism, that no 2 days are alike. There's always an unexpected challenge. And, you know, it keeps you on your toes, but it really makes it interesting.
That's right, Claire. And you've been on the radio before.
Yeah. Two different stints, some time in Portland and some time here. About 25 years total. So when Mr. Miller put out a call for people who knew a little something about radio, I said, I think I can say that after 25 years, I know a little bit of something. And so it was my interest in government, politics, community affairs that kind of led me into reporting in the first place and led me to actually run for office 18 years ago. And so, Asia, how about we find out a little bit more about you and your background?
Oh, gosh, my background, it's sort of varied. I actually came from a teaching position before joining the office. I was teaching up at Taft for 5 years and then at a private school up in Lincoln City. But I really feel like since joining Lincoln County, I've found a little bit of what I really enjoy in terms of organizing, setting up processes. It's just been really a different skill set than what I was used to in teaching, but also just something that I really fell into and have enjoyed so much.
That's great. And I know a significant part of your work time, though certainly not all of it, has been devoted to a lot of the aftermath of the Echo Mountain fire. And can you talk about some of the things you have been and are working on?
Yeah, so a lot of what I've been doing is sort of taking some of those funds that have come into the county and making sure that projects are being completed, getting the money where it needs to go. And one of the biggest things that we've really done internally with the help of Chrissy Lucas at OSU Extension is getting funds out to wildfire survivors for their wells and septic systems. You know, a lot of those were affected during the fire, and having safe, clean drinking water is really important to getting back into your properties. And so we've set up a program where we've been able to either reimburse for work that was already done on those systems, or in some cases, paying directly to the contractors who are able to go out and do that work. And that's been a really successful project.
That's great. I mean, we were discussing yesterday in our office staff meeting how we're a year and a half past the fire, a disaster preparedness expert who has long experience in the field. I remember a few days after the fire, him telling me that I had to think of recovery. We had to think of recovery as a 2 year to 10 year process. And that seemed pretty daunting then. And I don't know my feelings, and I'd be curious if you would agree or disagree that we've made a remarkable amount of progress. We, and I say, you know, the collective we of state government, federal government, as well as local government, as well as volunteers, private nonprofits. Great, amazing, really, progress, but yet still so far to go.
Absolutely. And I think that has been one of the most interesting and exciting parts of joining the Board of Commissioners office, is that looking at what's happening from the outside, it's really hard to see the big picture. Mm-hmm. A lot of people told me before that nothing's being done, nothing's happening. And so coming to this side of things, where you really see how many, you know, boots on the ground, how many small things need to happen in order to make big changes, that has been really interesting to see from the other side, and just how hard everyone is working. And it is a long process. It's a marathon, not a sprint. It's going to take a while to get there. But, you know, definitely seeing how hard everyone is working on this side of things has been really great.
That's wonderful. It is time to take our first break in County Connection. I'm Commissioner Claire Hall. Asia Richardson from our office is with me here in the studio today, and also a silent Casey Miller. And we'll be right back. Good morning once again. We are back with County Connections on the radio, KNPT, KBCH, KWDP. Yeah, we're on the radio. We're on many radios. And Asia Richardson is with me. And one of the things that's fallen into your portfolio is ARPA funding. And can you talk about, I know we're at a very early stage still in this, but give us some idea of your involvement in deciding, you know, gearing up to hopefully spend these ARPA dollars in a productive way.
Sure, Claire. So the county is receiving some ARPA funding, pretty substantial amount. And, you know, I, with those organization skills that I feel like I'm bringing to the table, I'm really just trying to work on getting the requirements down for what we need to do in terms of allocating that funding to various projects. We've actually opened up our internal project applications so that we can start receiving some of those. Down the road, that will open up externally so that we can get some more funding out into the community. And really, I'm just working on collecting those applications. We'll have a team who will review them to make sure that we, all of the applications that we send on to the commissioners will be valid and applicable to those ARPA funds. And then really, it's up to the three of you to make those decisions and decide which of those projects will go through.
Yeah, people may have heard that several million dollars are coming to the county through ARPA, and it is really substantial money, but when you measure it against some of the overarching community needs, it could go quickly. And so I think we need to be very thoughtful and intentional about how we distribute the money. I mean, I'm sure we're going to be looking at all kinds of things, from hopefully achieving a good geographic distribution of the funds around the county, looking at things that will have long-term maximum impact, and I'm sure several other things, but it's an exciting opportunity.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I think it's a little bit unexpected for some of these organizations, whether internal or external. And so it's a really exciting opportunity just to have something that, you know, may not have been there before they have the opportunity to apply for.
Okay.
All right. Well, Claire, you've been doing a lot, you know, your chair this mm-hmm. year, and I've been seeing you more in the office. So what are some of the projects that you've been working on?
Well, I continue to work on housing and homelessness. I am up right now for reappointment to a second four-year term on the State Housing Stability Council. I joined that council in 2018. In the middle of 2020, I was elevated to the chair's position. And it is just amazing, you know, that in the last 5 years or so, the legislative branch, the executive branch, and I think grassroots housing advocates have had a huge amount to do with this. We've gone more than doubled the investment in housing around the state, in Lincoln County. Some of these new forms of funding that have been put into place have made possible, like housing developments in Yahats. There's another one in Toledo that's been funded, hasn't started construction yet. Newport, the Surfview Village just north of the theater, and then of course another 100-plus unit project has been approved for Lincoln City. So we're making progress. We're making progress, but I think unfortunately, when housing development has been largely neglected for decades, you know, we're not going to catch up overnight. And then homelessness is a separate but related track, and I'm excited about a bill that will be considered this month in the legislature. It sets up 8 communities for what they're calling a homeless pilot project centered around local government collaboration. So that means the county and cities would essentially lead this, but really work on approaches to homelessness that cross the jurisdictional boundaries, because it's not just the county's problem or the city of Newport's problem or the nonprofit's problem, but we've had some good level of collaboration, but I think we can do a lot more, and this would provide us with $2 million in funding over a 2-year period, hopefully to really kickstart this effort.
Absolutely. And that's another one of those things, you know, really when we're talking about a marathon, not a sprint.
Mm-hmm.
I also wonder just construction projects in general in these times have really kind of slowed. And so it's great that you guys are working so hard on that.
Yeah. And by the way, the next Housing Council meeting is tomorrow morning. And this is something we've dealt with. We've gone back on many projects and had, you know, the developer comes in and essentially shows how they've tried to do value engineering, cut costs. But in some cases, they also need, an additional pool of money, and it varies greatly, to be able to get the project off the ground.
So, Claire, can you talk a little bit about maybe the request for proposal on that housing?
Yeah. Let's see. There hasn't been a formal request for proposal issued yet. I mean, I don't think we're going to be going into operationalizing this idea until and unless the bill makes it through the legislature this month. But, you know, we're having informal discussions looking at that.
Gotcha. Another project that I've been really interested in hearing more from you is you sit on the FAIR board currently. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So how is that project going? There's a lot of big changes coming up.
How about if we talk about this right after our second break? I'd be glad to do that.
Great.
And we're back. It is County Connection. I'm Commissioner Claire Hall talking with Asia Richardson. And before the break, you asked me about the FAIR board and some transitions happening there. A little bit of history. Back in 2009, all the members of what was then the FAIR board resigned as a group. And my fellow commissioners at the time, the late Don Lindley and Terry Thompson, sweet talked me into joining the FAIR board. They said, this is just going to be a 1-year assignment. And I said, okay. And 13 years later, here I am, along with Jim Beisman, our retired public works director, Frank Geltner, the retired director of the Oregon Coast Council for the Arts. And, you know, basically, we've been in a holding pattern while we've developed a first, we had to get a funding mechanism that would allow us to build a new county commons and keep it going over the long term. But now that we're at a stage, hopefully this year, we're ready to take that project to its next stage, which will probably be the development of formal architectural drawings and hopefully taking it out for bid for contractors. But with this, we're going to cycle the three of us who have been on the fair board out, you know, for some fresh faces. We're going to have a larger fair board. The ultimate goal will be five people and representing certain community segments that are longtime constituents of the fair board, such as education, agriculture, and 4-H.
Great. So what are you looking for in some of those fair board members that might be interested in joining?
Well, one thing we've talked about is that very much this needs to be a working board. It needs to be people who are willing and able to devote some time to overseeing the project step by step. Hopefully, if they have some helpful input to provide, that they can do that. And it will be nice. I mean, I've been very frustrated that it's taken us this long to get here. But, we're a lean-staffed organization, and unfortunately, this is a project that's got put on the shelf more than once. But really feels like this is the time we can move it forward.
And does that fair board also oversee the fair event, or is that something separate?
That is something separate. Traditionally, the fair board did oversee the fair event, but a few years ago, OSU Extension, which had been taking a greater and greater role in production of the fair anyway, essentially stepped forward and offered to negotiate a contract where they would be the entity that stages the fair, and that has worked out very well.
All right. Well, something else, Claire, that you've been working on is Project Turnkey.
Yes. The hotel in Lincoln City that has been acquired by the nonprofit Northwest Coastal Housing and provides transitional housing with wraparound services for folks in a variety of crisis circumstances. That got started in 2020. Even before the horrible Labor Day fires that wiped out hundreds and hundreds of homes, members of the legislature were looking at this idea. It's been tried in other states of just hotels already on the market, buying them and converting them into supportive housing. And because of my past leadership role with the Association of Oregon Counties and my reputation, footnote, sometimes it does help to have a reputation, I and another AOC leader, we were in strategy discussions, testifying before committees to sell the concept of Project Turnkey to the full legislature. And then once that happened, of course, we had to make sure we got a piece of the pie here. And we were able to acquire and open mid-year last year this hotel in Lincoln City, which already I'm hearing some really heartwarming stories about people, women escaping domestic violence, parolees getting a new job and basically getting their lives back on a positive footing. So it's been very satisfying to play a part in making this happen.
Yeah, and one of the things that I love about that is really providing some of those wraparound services where, mm-hmm. It's not just providing a safe place for someone, but really, giving them the opportunity to access other resources through that. So great work on that.
Well, thank you. It was a great team. Well, we are at the time already, Asia, when we need to wrap up this edition of County Connection. Claire Hall, Asia Richardson, Lincoln County Connection on the radio stations KNPT, KWDP, and KBCH. And we'll talk to you next week. Have a great day.